This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. On Saturday, I had to run a couple of errands in the morning before I met my family that afternoon for my dad's birthday. And it was a grand old time. But I thought this was so strange. I remember making a mental note in my head. I was like, I got to bring this up on the show this morning. I ran to the liquor store. I was in Penfield. On my way in, Breezy, good-looking couple is approaching from the parking lot.
Okay.
And this guy had on, I don't know, it was like a fur coat. He looked like he was all business. No smiles, no horseplay, just all business. And the girl he's with, very pretty, but looked a lot younger. You know, we've seen this movie before, right?
Right, of course.
It's her daddy, but not biologically her daddy. So already I'm trying to figure out their relationship after 5 seconds of me staring at them. Because, of course,
I love your uncle.
I'm judging.
Right.
So I just sit there and I wait. And I'm holding the door open for them because, in my mind, it's the polite thing to do. And the guy goes, no, 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 no. Go ahead, man. Thanks. I said, No problem. I'll wait. You guys go ahead. He said, no. I said, go ahead. I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah, he got pissed. And it was odd because he didn't want me holding the door open for him or his lady. So he just seemed bothered that I was doing this. And on my way into the store, I'm thinking to myself, that was strange. That was odd.
Yeah.
Did he think I was going to look at her ass or something on the way in?
Ooh.
Is that what it was? Because it was such a bizarre interaction. And I'm thinking, what's this dude's problem? Because he didn't even hold the door open for her. He walked in before her.
Right.
Has anyone ever had this happen before where someone held the door open and the other person refused to go through it? I thought it was a nice, polite gesture.
Right.
And he was like, no, 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 no. Go ahead, man. I said, it's okay. I got it. He said, no. I said, go ahead. Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry, no. Daddy. I don't know.
This is so bad.
Isn't that odd?
This is so bad. So basically, he did not want you walking behind this woman. Or he didn't want you looking better than him. Essentially, like,
do you think
you
it's
look
a
like more than a gentleman than him?
But he didn't. He had an opportunity to hold that door. He didn't take it. That's why I was so confused on why he didn't just go through.
Didn't know he had to until he saw you do it. He's like, oh, maybe I should probably do that.
Is it a territorial thing? Because my buddy yesterday I was talking to said it. That's a possibility.
It could be.
I think it is.
It could be.
You think so?
Yeah.
What would you be? I mean, I'm not a guy, so would you be pissed if somebody did this to your lady?
No, of course not.
No, I just go and I grab the door from him.
Yeah, I think he's making way bigger of a deal than it needs to be. It's not that big of a deal, right?
If someone's holding the door open and I'm with somebody, I'm going to let her go first and then I'm going to walk through. If you're going to hold the door for us, thank you so much.
Yeah.
me doing cartwheels into the door.
Wait, our intern Joe is here this morning with us. Joe, have you ever had somebody hold the door open for you, or you held the door open for someone and they refused to walk through it?
Never.
Never.
The only qualms I have with the door holding is like when someone's holding the door for you and you're 5 miles away and you're like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
No, you gotta sprint. Take your time, sweetie. Take your time. I'm like, oh my God. Flailing across. I'm like, literally, picture it this way. I'm like, at Gines, right?
Yeah.
They're holding the door at Gines, and I'm all the way up vertically. I'm like, oh my God! Running, flailing, being an insane woman.
So I live...
the only qualm I have with the door holding.
This happens to me on a daily basis. I live next door to a coffee shop, so the doors are right next to each other, but someone is constantly holding the door for me to the coffee shop that I'm not going into.
You, like, just parked your car?
I have to always walk past them. I'm like, thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much.
I'm so good.
And they're annoyed that I don't use that door. And there have been times where I felt guilty. I just walked through the coffee shop. I'm not going to buy anything, and then I walk back out. Because they went out of the way to hold the door.
You spineless idiot.
I've done it. I'm not going to lie. I've done it.
See, I don't feel bad because, like, you're making a conscious decision to slow your day. I'm heartless. I wouldn't do it.
We got a message coming in from Rob that says, this is definitely a guy thing. I think it might be a territorial thing because I held a door open for a couple going into a restaurant, and the guy refused to walk in unless he was the one holding the door for his lady, almost as if he wanted credit for it.
Right.
Interesting.
This person says, sounds more territorial than my dog. Masculinity issues are clearly at play here.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, The fur coat said everything I needed to know about the guy. Alicia says, no.
Did he have a gold tooth?
No. Alicia says, no, that's stupid. I hate when people hold the door for me and I don't pay attention to the gender of the door holder. I try to hold the door for others too, regardless of gender. It's just a decent thing to do when possible. Yeah, this guy made me feel like I did something wrong.
I'll hold the door all day long if it's appropriate. One thing I won't hold is an elevator. No, nope, get the next one. So good on that.
I'm actively clicking the shut button. She will shut an elevator in your face if she knows you're even there.
I'm not in control of it. Technology. Crazy. Sorry.
Noted.
Good morning, guys. It's so funny you're talking about this because this weekend, my husband and I were walking into the mall and a gentleman held the door open for us, but my husband did not care at all. He just walked in before me. Trust me, it just depends on the man.
Or lack thereof.
Yes, or lack thereof. Let me get to one more here. This is interesting. Good morning, Molly. The only time I've been annoyed is if they are standing between me and the door and I have to go around them to get it. Like, you are not helping me at all. Let go of the door and get out of the way.
Right. Literally.
Oh, that's true, too.
So tough.
Listen, I think it's just a nice thing to do. If you see somebody walking in, hold the door for them.
I mean, if time is on your side. If they're across the street,
yeah, well,
three blocks over, and you're like, you know, come on, Sally.
Yeah,
she's sprinting. She cracks her ankle. I can just see the whole thing unfolding.
One time I saw a guy rolling down the sidewalk in a wheelchair. So I was like, oh, man, I'm going to hold the door open for him. Not thinking to myself that there's a step to get inside of this diner. And I'm like, well, I sat there holding the door. I don't know, maybe for like 3 days.
By the time he's lifting the wheelchair up the step.
And I'm like, hey, he's like, oh, that was very kind of you, and rolled right past me. Wasn't even going in.
Yeah.
Then I thought about it. I was like, he couldn't go in. There's no wheelchair ramp. I would have been more than happy to help him inside. But see, if I was the guy in the wheelchair and I saw someone holding the door open for me for 3 days like that, I would make it a point, even if I wasn't hungry, to go into the diner.
All of a sudden, there's a rope. You're climbing up the stairs. We don't know.
98PXY.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.